Willem, as olden stories tellen us. There was a duke that hight Theseus. Of Athens he was lord and governor, and in his time such a conqueror that greater was there none under the sun. Full many a rich country had he won. What with his wisdom and his chivalry, he conquered all the realm of Femini, that Willem was yclepid Scythia, and wedded the queen, Hippolyta, and brought her home with him in his country, with much glory and great solemnity, and eke her young sister, Emily. And thus, with victory and with melody, let I this noble duke to Athens ride, and all his host in arms him beside. And certes, if it ne'er too long to hear, I would have told you fully the manner how wonnen was the realm of Femini by Theseus and by his chivalry, and of the great battle for the nonce betwixt in Athens and the Amazons, and how besieged was Hippolyta, the fair hardy queen of Scythia, and of the feast that was at their wedding, and of the tempest at their homecoming. But all that thing I must as now forbear. I have, God wot, a large field to air, and weak be the oxen in my plough. The remnant of the tale is long enough. I will not letten eke none of this rout. Let every fellow tell his tale about, and let's see now who shall the supper win. And where I left, I will again begin. This duke, of whom I make mention, when he was coming almost to the town, in all his weal and in his most pride, he was ware as he cast his eye aside, where that there kneeled in the highway a company of ladies, tway and tway, each after other clad in clothes black. But such a cry, and such a woe they make, that in this world needs creature living that heard such another wamenting. And of this cry they would not ever stent, till they the reins of his bridle hent. What folk be ye that at mine homecoming perturbin so my feast with your crying? Quod Theseus. Have you so great envy of mine honour, that thus complain and cry? Or who has you misboden or offended? And telleth me, if it may be amended, and why that you be clothed thus in black? The eldest lady of them all spake, when she had swooned with a deadly cheer that it was ruth for to see and hear. She said, Lord, to whom fortune has given victory, and as a conqueror to live in, not grieveth us your glory and your honour. But we beseech you mercy and succour. Have mercy on our woe and our distress. Some drop of pity, through thy gentleness, upon us wretched women let thou fall. For certes, Lord, there is none of us all that she hath been a duchess or a queen. Now be we caitiffs, as it is well seen. Thank it be fortune and her false weal that no estate assureth to be well. Now, certes, Lord, to abiden your presence, here in this temple of the goddess Clemence we have been waiting all this fortnight. Now help us, Lord, since it is in thy might. I, wretch, which that weep and wail thus, was Willem wife to King Capaneus, that starved at Thebes, cursed be that day. And all we that be in this array, and making all this lamentation, we lost all our husbands at that town, while that the siege thereabout lay. And yet now, old Creon, well away, that lord is now of Thebes the city, fulfilled of ire and of iniquity. He, for despite and for his tyranny, to do the dead body's villainy, of all our lords which that been slaw, has all the bodies on an heap y draw, and will not suffer them by no assent, neither to be y buried nor y brent, but maketh hounds eat them in despite.